This is Jay Sekulow. More developments on the political front. Briefs filed in the California Supreme Court on Proposition 8. And in Vermont, the Pledge of Allegiance under attack.
Pledge has been said in the classroom since the 1800s. But now this tribute is tearing one town apart.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls. The Pledge of Allegiance under attack, 1-800-684-3110. Briefs filed in the California Supreme Court. The issue there, Proposition 8. The political environment intense, to say the least, as changes in administrations are going forward. New concerns over terrorism. But here's the question. The pledge is under attack. And this is not just the reference to God, by the way. This is the Pledge of Allegiance itself is under attack. A school in Vermont saying that students that want to say it have to go to a special room. They'd be rounded up by students, but they're not going to do it in the classrooms. Now, that's part of the American experience. That's why we're Americans. That's part of our defining moments. I agree you can't compel someone to say the pledge, but the idea that it would be off limits or unconstitutional or illegal is just outrageous. But this is precisely, Jordan, what is happening right now in Vermont.
That's right. I mean, no one is actually sure, and that is kind of troubling to say in itself, when daily recitations of the Pledge of Allegiance fell by the wayside at the Woodbury Elementary School. This is a small elementary school, I think only 60 students in total, but of course there's a school board in this particular kind of situation. It took 2 months after 300 petitions were filed by members of the community. 2 months before the school board tried to figure out some way to get the Pledge of Allegiance back. But what did they do? They said, no, we're not going to do it in the classroom. We're going to have a sixth grader go to each room and ask those students during their playtime before the school day begins. So ask the students to pick between playing and having fun with their friends or going up to an old gym with other students and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And of course, when that choice was given, only about half the students went, even many of those students who would not object at all to saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And the school district here is saying they don't want, of course, offend the students who don't want to participate. The two troubling things are, one, no one knows when it stopped. And two, the fact that the school thinks a good idea is having a sixth grader go around and ask, well, instead of playtime, you want to go upstairs through the hall to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, this is it really is absurd here, folks. And here's what I want to ask everybody that's listening right now. Do you think, as we are about to change administrations, that it's important to inculcate into our young people an understanding about the history and fabric of our country? And that the Pledge of Allegiance should not be deemed an option. I mean, it's if you have a religious objection, it's one thing. But having students have to go to a special room and avoid playtime in order to, these are elementary kids. I mean, it used to be we just got up and said the Pledge of Allegiance. You understood that we were one nation under God. This is how we operated as a republic. But that doesn't appear to be the situation in Vermont. And I'm afraid that as things are about to change politically, this is going to become political correctness on all fronts. And that is what I am really, really concerned about. Here's the number, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We want to talk to you about the importance of the Pledge of Allegiance. Do you think it's important? What about the situation in California where the will of the people could be thwarted again by the courts? Briefs being filed by the ACLJ on that this afternoon. And then what about the political landscape with everything changing? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You know, as we get ready to take our first break here, I want to say we've had a huge response to the offer that we've been giving of our Foundations of Freedom. It's the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And I want to tell everybody that's listening to me today as we start a new week, getting ready for Thanksgiving, a lot of things going on. I want to encourage you as an American citizen to read the documents that are the basis upon which our government operates. And that's why we weren't going to do it, but I decided with the change of administrations, everyone that's listening to me needs to understand the role of Congress, the role of the courts, and the role of the president. It's our Foundations of Freedom. Here's the phone number. You call it right now, and everyone that's listening to me needs Foundations of Freedom. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's Foundations of Freedom. And listen, everybody that is listening to me needs to know what the Constitution says. We're offering it to you right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Of course, updated information on all of these topics at ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we've put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. In Vermont, the Pledge of Allegiance, an option, and by the way, an option where you have to go to a special room to say it, and students have to give up their free time, which I think is absurd. It used to be part of the mandatory school day. Even if you didn't want to say it, that was fine, but it was said in the classroom, and that's the way it's supposed to be, really supposed to be. We've also got lawyers dispatched to New York on the defamation of religion issue with the UN. That's going on. Briefs being filed this afternoon in the California Supreme Court on Proposition 8. We just finished at the Supreme Court of the United States, and I'm in Nashville, and we're still working on that case involving Teen Challenge. We've won phase one. We're now into phase two. There's a lot going on globally for the ACLJ and our European Center for Law and Justice affiliates. So I want to just let everybody know we appreciate your prayers and support. And again, let me encourage you to go to your phones and get Foundations of Freedom. Everybody that's listening to me really needs this. Here's the phone number. It's 1-877-989-2255. No excuse for you not to know how the Constitution of the United States operates, how our government operates. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. By the way, interesting posts on beliefnet.com as well. Jordan, a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to the phones.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Matt calling from Florida on line 5. Matt, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi,
Matt.
How are you doing, sir?
Great.
I'm just calling. I'm a veteran. It offends me that they could even try to take the Pledge of Allegiance out. You know what they need to do if they're in Vermont? They need to go ahead and send the kids to a private school across the border in Canada, and then they can see what America's all about, you know?
Well, listen, I appreciate, first of all, your service to the country. And, Matt, let me tell you this. The parents there, and this is the thing you need to understand, the parents in the community are upset about this. It's the school administration. And Jordan, that's the thing we need to emphasize here. The parents want the pledge as part of the school day, like in every other school district, or pretty much every other school district in America. It's the school on this political correctness. And trust me, as we change presidential administrations and all the political correctness comes in, I'm not blaming this, by the way, laying this at the feet of the new administration, because it's not their problem. This is the political correctness. That's the problem here. But the school district is doing the wrong thing. The parents want the right thing done.
Yeah, I mean, what you have here is parents who for 2 months petitioned the school, who they can't determine, nor the school or the parents, when they stopped doing the pledge. But eventually these parents found out. After 2 months, the school says, oh, that's great. We'll give these students an option by sending around a sixth grader to ask each classroom during playtime in the morning, who wants to come quit their playtime and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, it's also important to point out that the school and the parents here are not asking that every student be forced to do that. They know that they have a constitutional right by the Supreme Court not to participate in the Pledge of Allegiance. That being said, and I think the parents point out very well, those students do not have a constitutional right not to hear it at all, not to have it go on in the classroom. Other methods can go on. So for the majority of students who would participate in the pledge if it was just part of the school day process, instead of having to make a choice between going and leaving playtime to give the pledge to their country, of course, also to that country that provides for their school and the funding for a lot of their school programs, and having playtime. And, of course, giving first graders to sixth graders that choice, I mean, you know how that outcome is going to turn out.
Yeah, here's the problem, and this is what I want everybody to focus in on, and I think this is really the issue we have to be concerned with here, and that is when you look at the Pledge of Allegiance, it talks about the fabric of our country, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. These are the core fabrics of our governance. This is how we operate. This is how governments govern. And when you start removing that from children so that they don't understand the uniqueness of the American experience, they're not only not getting a valid education, we're not training them on the issues that matter most. And that is how we as a democracy, as a republic, really operate. And here's the concern that I have. Left unchecked, political correctness will seep in ways we never imagined. And this, again, I want to underscore this, folks, and I hope everyone that you that are listening to me are going to do this. This is the reason why I've decided to continue offering our Foundations of Freedom. I want to make sure everybody that's listening to me on radio today needs to know what the Constitution says. What about the Declaration of Independence? What about the Bill of Rights that I was just arguing about at the Supreme Court of the United States last week? We want you to be part of this. Here is the number, 1-877-989-2255. Get Foundations of Freedom so you are educated and informed of the responsibilities of the president, the judges, the Congress. 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. A lot of calls coming in. Let's go right back to them.
Katie's calling from Iowa on line one. Katie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. I guess my question is all of these kids, they lack respect anyways. How is this teaching them to respect by offering them to go play instead of making them understand the importance of the pledge?
Well, here's what they're doing. This is their, you know, the way that the school district, again, this is the school district that's got it wrong here. The parents want the Pledge of Allegiance like you and I used to do it in school. The beginning of the school day, if somebody objected, they usually left for a moment or they didn't participate. That was fine. And then you said the Pledge of Allegiance. And that's how you started the school day. Not so in the People's Republic of Vermont. And that's just, you know, I'm being tongue in cheek there. But this is the United States of America. We need to be training our young people in our form of governance. And liberty, justice are the cornerstones of that. And when you start removing it, I think you trivialize the importance of what's going on for our country and the way our government is set to operate.
And I think when you look at this even further, folks, and when you really look at what's going on here in Vermont, 55 students at the school. This is a very small school and a school board that only oversees 800 students total. Out of that, if more than half of these students don't want to participate in the pledge when it's done in the classroom, I think you've got a community problem. What's going on in the community itself? But that's not the case here. The case here is a couple of heckler's vetoes going on and the school bowing down to those few parents who said, I don't want my children to be any part of this. So they start removing the pledge completely. They didn't tell the parents. So I'm sure it took some student or some parent visiting the classroom and finally realizing, you know what? They never said the Pledge of Allegiance today. And they didn't do it the next day. And they don't even do it every week. They don't do it at all. So two months later, it took to get the school to do something. And of course, what they did was really divide the class even further. I mean, I think this is one of the most divisive activities to put kindergarten through sixth graders through.
Well, what they're trying to do, unfortunately, and this is the truth. I mean, it's really unfortunate. It not only divides them, it makes you an outcast if you're participating in a patriotic exercise. And, you know, this ties into my Supreme Court argument last week. We've got to be able to communicate through things like the Pledge of Allegiance, through monuments, the history and fabric of the United States and our governance, especially now, anytime you're in a presidential transition. By the way, if you go to ACLJ.org and go to the website, we've got a whole series of photographs up from the argument as well as a video report. So go to ACLJ.org. And there's updated report there. And my analysis from the Supreme Court case, actually from the oral argument, so you can go to the website there and look at the Daily Trial Notebook for the posting there, aclj.org. Back to the phones we go. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110.
Carol's calling from Florida on line 6. Carol, welcome to JCQ Live.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Carol. Good. How are you?
I agree with everything you're saying. As an American citizen growing up, I've always heard, give us your huddled masses yearning to be free. Give us your tired, your poor. America has got such a pot of different ethnic people here. What do we do with that when we raise an American flag in schools and you have students who are not embracing that flag because they have come to the Americas? What do we do with that? This is how I've grown up.
Well, this is how you deal with it. My grandparents, my grandfather was a Russian immigrant to the United States and came here in 1914, and he learned America. My Jordan's brother Logan found online, my grandfather's naturalization papers that were put up on one of the websites that you could get, where my grandfather signed his naturalization papers to become a U.S. citizen in 1930. And here's the problem. My grandfather learned the American experience. Immigrants learned the American experience. And when you start removing things like the Pledge of Allegiance and these others, what you end up doing is, and this is really unfortunate, is you end up with really, in a very tragic way, I think, losing what makes the uniqueness of America.
Now, and folks, this is why it's so important that when these parents take on these battles, I mean, for 2 months here, 2 months, they battled the school to get any action. Of course, what they did was ridiculous by splitting up a class. Let's go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. James is calling from Maryland on line 2. James, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, JSEC, I thank you for what you do, as well as the staff there. You're in my prayers, and I thank God for your ministry. I want to make two comments.
Very quickly,
one,
please, because we're coming up on a break. Very quickly.
Sure. I want to encourage everyone to support JSEC ACLJ for crying out. Also, the other comment is that from a secularist perspective, the Bible says that we're to not move an ancient boundary stone. And what we're doing is we're slowly surrendering everything that identifies us as a country and our borders by basically perverting our rights.
Well, what we've got to do is make sure that we continue to communicate what the American experience is all about. And when you start messing with the Pledge of Allegiance or don't have the Pledge of Allegiance as part of that experience, you really are losing out on the issue, and we're not training a generation that may include immigrants and people from other countries. But we've got to be aware that the seriousness of the situation is significant. So here's what I want everybody to do as we get ready to take a break. You go to your phones. Everyone needs, this is exactly the reason why you need Foundations of Freedom. Jordan's going to give you the number. You go ahead and get it today. It is critical.
Folks, call right now, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number for you to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, all in a free document we put together for you. This booklet, you need it. Join the battle today like this family did in the school district in Vermont. 877-989-2255. Get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. 877-989-2255.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your calls from around the country. Let me encourage everybody that's listening to us right now to go ahead and get your Foundations of Freedom. It's absolutely critical that we have everyone that's listening understanding the way the Constitution works, the Bill of Rights. Here's the number. It's 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You need to get that today. Very, very important.
Let's go back to the phone. So 1-800-684-3110. We've been talking about the pledge, but some other issues have also come up, especially the situation with the challenge to Proposition 8 in California. Sherry's calling from Florida on line 3. Sherry, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Yeah, Jay? Yes. Listen, I got a DVD from Dr. Adrian Rogers, Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, yep.
And in the DVD, they give quotes from different Supreme Court decisions. One of them is Murphy versus Ramsey's in 1885.
Right. That talks about marriage being defined by the states, and it gives the analysis. Here's the differential. The states did define it in California. You had just had a proposition that passed that is effectively a constitutional amendment. Here's the challenge, though. Now the ACLU and others are saying, well, that was not valid because it was done in an incorrect process. We're filing briefs on that literally this afternoon. So this is, they will not stop fighting on this, and they're trying to thwart the will of the people. That's the problem here. So we got to be very careful, and we will. Look, we're going to take a good look at this. We'll keep everybody posted. The fact of the matter is, this is a really significant fight and issue, and we've got to be concerned about it. And we will keep you posted as we file those briefs. They'll be available online in the next few days.
Yeah, a lot of battles going on in the country, and you know, you've got to stand with these the parents, really, who will take the stand in these towns like Vermont against the school with those petition drives. I'm telling you, folks, petitions. When we hit those petition drives, they make a difference. It's why the school changed their policy at all and how the Pledge of Allegiance got back on campus there. Though it wasn't the full kind of recourse the parents wanted, it was a start, and it started by petitioning and not stop petitioning. So when we do those drives, it's important. When it's local, state, your school board, or your federal government, those petitions are important, and they do make a difference. Let's go back to the phones, though. Kyle is calling from Kansas on line 2. Kyle, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey there.
Hey, Kyle.
Well, about this, the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, I've grown in the church my entire life. I grew up knowing that America was founded on Christian principles. But then here in the last few years, I've taken a shift. I've changed my mind, and so I guess I disagree with you guys about the need for the Pledge of Allegiance to be in the school.
Why do you think the Pledge of Allegiance is not important? Why would we not have the common denominator of what how our republic is based not taught to our students?
I guess I see it as allegiance to a flag,
No, it's not allegiance to a flag. It's allegiance to the form of governance. I mean, our founders believed that these rights were inalienable. They came from God. That's why the Pledge of Allegiance in 1954, the phrase "under God, one nation under God" wasn't asserted. So we understand that our rights and liberties don't come from the government; they come from God. But this idea that you're going to ignore the form of governance is very, very damaging. No one's, by the way, you're not compelled to participate in it. You don't have to do it. But I think it's a terrible statement to communicate to our young people that it's not significant. And Kyle, I appreciate you calling, but I fundamentally disagree with you on this. I think these are the things we have to share and teach our young people.
No, I mean, the Pledge of Allegiance is not. I mean, some people, it's pledging a flag. No, the purpose of the Pledge of Allegiance is to give an oath of loyalty to the country. to the United States itself. The flag is just a symbol. Much like other symbols remind us of different things in our life, the flag is the symbol of our country. We're pledging allegiance to our country. And these are in federal schools that receive federal tax dollars from all of us. These schools that get federal tax dollars, public schools, all of us around the country in our own way support the school in Vermont the same way that we support the school in Florida through those federal tax dollars. Folks, we want to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Esther's calling from Texas. Online 4. Esther, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi. Well, to let you know, I'm more biblical than I am political. And
okay.
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, and spiritual wickedness. So in this regard, to hurt the children, and it is specifically states in the Bible that we are to support our leaders.
Well, I've said since the beginning, you know, we're supposed to be praying for those in authority, and that includes the new president-elect of the United States. I don't think there's an exemption because you may not agree with his policies. That doesn't mean we're not going to fight him on these policies, by the way. When they start putting through the Fairness Doctrine, when they put on the Freedom of Choice Act, when they put forward these policies, believe me, we're going to be leading the charge. But I am right now concerned today. When I got this story about Vermont, what concerns me is the parents were fighting to get the Pledge of Allegiance in. They had a fight just to get it in. That's the problem here.
Yeah, I mean, the problem here is the battle that took place. And the fact that the pledge somehow disappeared, it just disappeared. No one yet knows where the pledge went. And then finally, these parents found out about it and petitioned the school board, whose response after 2 months was, well, we'll ask the students who, but we'll send a sixth grader around. This is a K through six school with 55 students. To send around and say, hey, instead of playtime in the morning, who wants to go say the Pledge of Allegiance? And of those 55 to 60 students, only half did. So you don't have any school involvement. It wasn't the principal even asking for it. They sit around a sixth grader doing it. And I got to read this too, Dad. I mean, sometimes I think people forget the Pledge of Allegiance. And just to listen to the lines to quell some of the concerns that come up, it says, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. The republic for which it stands. And these students are standing in public schools, paid for in part by taxpayer dollars, federal taxpayer dollars. We all pay for these schools across the country, and they get funding from us as taxpayers as a whole and as members of the republic. Let's get back to the phones. Robbie from South Carolina on line 5. Robbie, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Robbie.
Hey, listen, I used to live in Maryland, and my brother went to school with Madeline Murray's son.
Sure.
And I was right on the cusp of when they were taken out of the schools, the prayer from one woman, one little stir. But my problem is, what do we do to change this? Because this is happening all around us, and I feel helpless.
Well, don't feel helpless. Let me tell you why not to feel helpless. Don't feel helpless because here's the reality. The reality is, rather than be helpless, be educated. And that's why it's important, Robbie, for you and for everybody that's listening to me to know what the Constitution actually says about our form of governance and how it works. So listen, everybody that's listening to me right now, you go to your phones and you get Foundations of Freedom. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. Robbie, you shouldn't feel helpless, but take action first by educating yourself. And I mean everyone that's listening to me needs to respond here, 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's try to get another call in.
April's calling from Virginia on line 1. April, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, quickly please, April. We're running out of time.
Yes, hi. This is especially to Robbie now. Do not feel helpless because, of course, we have to fight everything that's going on in the public schools and in our country today. But really, as parents, it's our job to reach the heart of our children. Because when you implant everything that they need to know about our country and what it stands for, there's nobody that can take that away. I have two little boys, 4 and 6. And in a crowd of men, they will stop everything they're doing and put their little hands on their hearts, and they will.
Well, that you know, that's because you've trained your kids, and I think that April is absolutely great. And you're right; the parents got to come with the parents, but we don't need the schools fighting the parents, especially on these issues involving patriotism and understanding the American experience. And I appreciate, and April, I appreciate your call, and we're glad your children are doing that. But the thing is, you don't want the school fighting against it. And Jordan, that's what we're faced with right now. And I want to say, as Jordan gives you this number in a moment, folks, everyone that's listening to me, you need to be armed. You need to be ready for battle here. You need to understand what the Constitution, Declaration, and Bill of Rights say.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we forget the Pledge of Allegiance, how powerful it can be. But remember after the September 11th attacks, what it felt like just to give the Pledge of Allegiance at a sporting event around your fellow Americans on television in front of the people, folks. That's how important the pledge is, and it's important for the students to understand that as well. Call right now. Get your copy of the Foundations of Freedom, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, and a free booklet we've put together for you. We want you to be armed for battle. The battle has begun. Call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.